Today, Shir's in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin with the last word at the bottom of Ayin Dalad Amid Beis, My Tanya, and as the Mefarish has the Girsa, Umay Tanya. Today's Shir is based on what we learned in yesterday's Shir, which was the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalad Amid Aleph, where we had three Shitos concerning a woman who is a Yevama, whether the Yavam can be made for her Nedarim. And we learned that Rabbi Eliezer says that if a man dies without children, and he leaves an Almana, a widow, and two brothers, either brother can annul the Nedarim that the widow makes before Yibam, since she is the brother's Yevama. Rabbi Yeshua says that only when there is a single Yavam can he annul the Yavama's Nedarim. And Rabbi Akiva says that a Yavam can never annul the Nedarim of Yavama before he is Miyavim her. The Gemara told us in yesterday's Shir that Rabbi Akiva's reasoning is easy to understand. He holds that Zika, the connection between a Yavam and a Yavama before Yibam, is not as strong as marriage, and the Yavam therefore has no power over the Yavama's Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning, the Gemara told us, was also easily understood, as he holds that Zika is as strong as marriage, but that this can only be true when there's only one Yavam, as only then can we consider him like the Yavama's husband. And the Gemara yesterday, Shir asked, what's the Svara of Rabbi Eliezer? How can he say that even if there are more than one Yavam, each one has the power to annul the Yavama's Nedarim? And the Gemara gave an answer in the name of Rav Ami, that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where one of the Yavamim performed Mimer, which is the Kiddushin between a Yavam and a Yavama. And the Gemara told us that Rabbi Eliezer will hold like Beis Shammai, that Mimer is Koina Kinyan Gomer, and also that possibly Beis Shammai could hold Mimer only makes Erison, but as Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, my Yofer, Yofer B'Shutvus, that Rabbi Eliezer means, and Rabbi Eliezer says Yofer in the singular, that Yavam who made the Mimer, he is the one, according to Beis Shammai, that will be made for the Nedarim, and who will he do it with? He'll do it B'Shutvus together with the father. So, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, our Shir really starts on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the last word. But I think that since there are going to be many references in today's Shir based on the Braisa that we learned yesterday, so just to continue the flow, I think it would be worthwhile that we quickly go over the Shakla Vataria starting from the 10th line on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Tanya Nami Hochi, and then I think the Gemara today will go a lot smoother. So Tanya Nami Hochi, three words before the end of the 10th line on Amud Beis. We learned like Rav Ami also in a Tosefta. Tanya Nami Hochi K'Rav Ami. That what? That the case of Rabbi Eliezer was when one of the Yavamim made a Mimer. And we learned, Shemeris Yavam, Bein Yavam Echad Bein Shnei Yavamim, that if you have a woman who's waiting for the Yavam to make Yibam, whether she fell to one brother, whether she fell to two brothers, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yafer, that he should make Hafora, in the singular, as we explained, the one who, as Rav Ami explained, made Mimer. And together with the father, B'Shutfus, as Rav Nachman just learned in the line above, on the ninth line of the Amid, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Yafer, Yafer B'Shutfus. That's Rav Eliezer Shita. Rav Yeshua Oimer, La'echad V'loy L'shnayim. When can the Yavam be made for the dorm of the Yavama? If she fell only to one Yavam, but not if she fell to two. Rabbi Kiva says, Loy l'echad v'loy l'shnayim, neither to one nor to two, a Yavam can never be made for the Nedarim of a Yavam. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer gave a logic to his Svara that a Yavam could make Haforas Nedarim. Uma im isha she'en l'chelik bo, at sh'loy tavoy l'rishusoy, I'll make a kal v'chomer, a woman who he has no chelik in her, before Erison. Now, the run on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph in today's daf makes a distinction between, this is found Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the third line in the run, Misha Bos L'Rishusoy Hainu Misha Kitcha. V'hainu lishna d'mishabas, the ilu nesun b'loshen knisa mitker lehutana, k'disnan at shetikanas r'shusay. The Ran tells us that there's a difference when the Gemara uses the word mishabas l'rshusay, or whether the Gemara uses the word at shetikanas l'rshusay. Mishabas l'rshusay means kedushin. At shetikanas l'rshusay means nesuit. So, and this is going to be Negea in our learning of Ayin Hamid Aleph. I just want to point out right here, we see clearly that the Girsa is Tavoy L'Rishusay. And Tavoy L'Rishusay, the way to run explains, means Kedushin. In other words, this, if a woman who he has no Chelik in her before Erisin, before Kedushin, and yet Mishabos L'Rishusay, once she comes into his Rishus, which is after the Erisin, Nigmar Aloy, she is completely given over to him as far as what? As far as he being able to be made for her in the dorm. As the Run points out, of course, Bishutvis, with the father, because she's a Naira Marasa. So Isha, a woman, a Yavama, she yeshloi chelik atchaloi tovel rishosai, where through Zika, he already has a chelik in her before she comes into a rishos. What does it mean before she comes into his rishos? She has Zika. So atchaloi tovel rishosai means through Mimer, through which would constitute Arison. Mishabos l'rishusay, if you already did mimer, ain't a din shetigmar loy. We can make a kal v'chaymer from an arusa. An arusa, you have no shaychus with her before, and yet once you do erisin, you can be made for an adorim. So kal v'chaymer, a yavama, where you had a shaychus with her before the mimer. You had zika, and you're doing a mimer also. Mimer is equal to erisin. So certainly that Rabbi Eliezer says that the yavam can be made for her in the adorim. Amalai Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Kiva, loy, im amrat be'isha shekanehu la'atzmai. If you're going to say by an arusa where it helps with him and his father being made for an adorim, because when he acquires her through erisin, he acquires her for himself. Shekeshem she'ein lechelik ba, kach ein lacherim chelik ba. By a regular arusa before the erisin, he had no shachas with her. Nobody else had shachas with her either. So once he makes erisin, Einach and Amid HaTorah gave him the ability, together with the father, to be made for the dorm. Toimer be'isha shehiknu loy men ha-shamayim. Are you going to bring the same analogy to a yivama, which there was a zika? And then, shekeshem sheyesh la yimah chelik, kach yesh lacherem chelik bo. Just like he has a chelik in her through Zika, the other brother also has a chelik. So maybe over there, it's not the same as an arusa. There, two brothers had a chelik before. Maybe there, they cannot be made for it in the dorm, even if he makes mimer. Amar loy Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Akiva dvarecha b'shnei yavamin. Your argument makes sense if there are two yavamin. Because then she was nikne min ha-shamayim to both. Ma tomei sheval yavam echad. What are you going to say by one yavam? There, you're not sharing it with anybody. So there, the kal v'chaymer of Rabbi Eliezer would make sense. If in Arusa, where he had no shachas before the Erisin, after the Erisin he could be made for, kal v'chaymer by one yavam, where he has a shachas through Zika, that after Mimer he should be able, with the father, to be made for the Nedarim. Amar lei, so Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yeshua. This is the logic of Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, who says that by Yavam Echad, there is Shaykh Hafor. It's only by two Yavam and where it's not Shaykh. Now comes back Rabbi Akiva with his retort, Klum Chilaknu, as the Agos V'Tziyunim brings here, that the Girsa should be Bein Yavam Echad, and you take out the word Va'al, L'Shnei Yavamin. Were we mechalik between one yavam and two yavamim? Bein she'asa b'maimer, bein she'lay asa b'maimer. Whether maimer was done or maimer was not done, as the Meforshim explained what Rabbi Kiva is saying, you're right, the svara I just gave is only to tell me that by two yavamim, haforis nedarim will not work, even if one of them did maimer. But now I have another logic, and according to my second logic, that would apply even by one yavam. Why? Ukishar dvarim came to dorim. Just like we find by other matters that a yavama is not considered a naira hamurasa, so tulin in the dorim, she's not considered a naira hamurasa, and her father, and even one yavam will not be able to make a force in the dorim. What is the shar dvarim that Rabbi Kiva is referring to? That we're going to see in today's sugya on daf, ayin hey amid alf. Beloshen Azeh Amar Ben Azai, when Ben Azai heard the powerful logic of Rabbi Akiva, he said, Chaval Alecha Ben Azai, it is a chaval to you, Ben Azai, Shaloi Shimashtes Rabbi Akiva, that you never learnt by Rabbi Akiva, as the Mefarish here says at the last two lines on the left side, She Yedeya Lenatzeh Kolkach Ulahashev Teshuvais Ma'ulais, that you, Rabbi Akiva, know so well to give powerful arguments, a chaval on me that I never had the chance to learn from you. That was the conclusion of the Brisa in yesterday's sugya. And now we start today's shir. Umai, as we go to Ayin Hamid Aleph, Tanya Kavasei Derav Ami, after we had this long Brisa, what in fact, from where are you bringing a raya to Rav Ami that the case is speaking about that one of the brothers made Maimer, as the Bach puts in the letter, Midik Tani. Bain Shahsaba Maimer, Bain Shalasaba Maimer. So now we are going to have two riyas. The first riyah is a very obvious riyah, because Rabbi Akiva, in his retort to Rabbi Yeshua, said, did I make a chilek between one yavim, two yavim? Did I make a chilek whether Maimer was given or Maimer was not given? So that itself indicates, why did he speak that out, Rabbi Akiva? He's trying to say, because you, Rabbi Eliezer, are speaking about a case, as Rav Ami explained, that also by Maimer. So I'm trying to tell you, it makes no difference. One or two yavim, it makes no difference. He made Maimer, he didn't make Maimer. You can never be made for, a Yavam can never be made for in the dorm of a Yavama. So here is Raya number one, that Rav Ami is correct, that it's speaking about a case of Asaba Maimer. Inami or Miresha, or I can bring you a Raya, not from the end of the Brisa, like we just brought, but from the beginning of the Brisa. Diktani, we learned at the beginning of the Brisa. When she enters his rishus, she becomes totally konui, totally part of him that he's able to be made for in the door. Now, first of all, here's where the run says that the girsa here is incorrect. You have it in the Hagosa Tziyunim, that the run is goyrus mishaboz, and the Rishash says, you see that clear from the run. Because, as we explained before, mishanichnasa means nesuin, and mishaboz means kedushin, as the run explains. So, and as we just learned the sugya here on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Brisa, as I pointed out when we were learning the Brisa, what is our girsa? Our girsa is mishaboz. So the Rishash says, take out the word mishanichnasa and replace it with the word mishaboz. That's number one. Number two, both Tosfos and the Run speak out here that what the Gemara is actually quoting is the beginning, and the Gemara, the Tosfos puts it in even the words of v'cholu, etc. Because if you look back at the Brisa, which we're quoting from Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, they say like this, I'll make a kal v'chomer, says Rabbi Eliezer, if I find a woman who didn't yet come into his rishus through kedushin, which is the arusa, and yet it helps once he makes erusin, it helps. Kal v'chomer by Yavama, who already was connected to him before through Zika, that if you made Maimer, for sure it could be made for the Dorm. Now that Kal v'chomer that we just spoke out, the Gemara doesn't mention here. The Gemara just mentions the opening words of the Brisa. And what the Gemara means to say is v'chulu. The Gemara means to say, I'm trying to bring a raya from the end of the Kal v'chomer. What the Gemara actually is quoting over here is the beginning of the Kal v'chomer. The Gemara is quoting the Arusa part. And what the Gemara is really bringing the raya from is the Yavama part, the end. But what's the point, says the Gemara, the Idulai Kaddish, my Nigmarulai. When the Gemara ended off the Kal v'chomer by saying, so Kal v'chomer by a Yavama, who had a connection to the Yavim through Zika, and then the Yavim made Maimer, and it's Nigmaroloi, but if he didn't make Maimer, my Nigmaroloi. What are you adding to the Zika that was there before? You're saying it's a Kal v'chomer from an Arusa to a Yavama, and Arusa had no Shachas before the Erison, and he can be made for after the Erison. Kal v'chomer to a Yavam, who had a Shachas with her, and now it's complete. Now it's complete from what? From the Zika? What did he do more to complete it than before? So must be there was a Zika. He had a connection with her, which is a strong point over an Arusa. He never had a connection. And now he completes it through the Maimer. So certainly he has the ability to be made for her Nidorim. Tivshit minei k'shasub Maimer. So by the basis of that Kal v'chomer, it must be speaking about asub Maimer. So in other words, the Maimer is equivalent to the Erisin. What makes the Yavama stronger than the Arusa, which makes the Kal v'chomer? Because the Yavama had a connection before the Maimer, before the Erisin, it had Zika. So if it works by a plain Erisin, it certainly works with a Maimer, which had a Zika before. But the Nigbara must come through the Maimer. So here's a second proof that Rav Ami is correct, that the case is speaking about Asuba Maimer. Now the Gemara asks, Mayu Kishar Dvorim Kein Nidorim Diktani, what did Rabbi Akiva mean at the end of the Braisa when he said that a Yevama is not like a Naira Murasa, like we find with other matters? What other matters was Rabbi Akiva referring to? Amar Rava Hachiktani, this is how we learned it. I ata moida, are you not moida, Rabbi Yeshua, she'en chayav n'skila k'naira Murasa? As the Run explains, the third medium-wide line, says the Run, she'ein chayov mala yivama skila v'afilo asubo maimer. Almaloy adif maimer di yivama kikdushin darusa. Naira hamarasa, we know that if she has an illicit relationship, she's chayav skila. But that is not the halacha by a yivama. A yivama who had an illicit relationship is not chayiv skila. So memeli, you see that a yivama does not have a din like a nairu marasa. So just like le'inyin znus, a yivama does not have a din like a nairu marasa, there will be no skila, who adin legabe nedorim, even though a nairu marasa, the father and the husband can be made for a nedorim, but that will not work by a yavam, because you see from the case of znus, that a yavama does not have a din like a nairu marasa. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisan Amideka. I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah that was the basis of Rav Akiva's argument that a Yevama should not have a din of a Naira Marasa Gabi Nedorim. Because the Mishnah states, Ein Yevama Gemura Leisha, a Yevama is not totally bonded to her husband, Kishem Sha'arusa Gemura Leisha, as an Arusa is totally bonded to her husband. Now the question is, in what way is an Arusa bonded to her husband more than a Yavama? If it's about Yerusha, there's no din Yerusha by Arusin alone without Nesuit. If he's a Kayin, can he be Metamet to her as his wife? The answer is no. As far as Nedorim, she's not totally belongs to him because he has to share the ability through Shutfus with the father. So in what way did Rabbi Akiva mean to say that an Arusa is totally connected to her husband? Must be he meant Legabe, if she has an illicit relationship, that there is a Chi of Skila, Legabe that, just like after marriage, good, it's Eish is Ish is Chenek, but there's a Chi of Misa, so too, Naira Marusa, even before the Nesuin, in that sense, she's considered totally bonded to her husband, to her Aurus, and there is a Chiv Misa. But you do not find that by a Yavam and a Yavama. So that, we see arrive from our Mishnah, that Rabbi Akiva must have been referring to the Znus of a Naira Marasa, and just like a Yavama is not like a Naira Marasa in that regard, who adin legabe Nedorim, even though an Aurus can be made for with the father, the Nedorim of the Arusa, a Yavam, according to Rabbi Akiva, cannot do that. What is the Halacha? Says the Run at the last line right before the very wide lines, Ula Inyan Allah Kaimalon Krabakiva, the Ainai May for Loy Lachav Loishnaim. Linyan Allah we pass like Rabakiva, that a Yavam, whether she fell, the Yavama fell to one brother, to two brothers, neither of them, if they did Mimer, they didn't do Mimer, a Yavam can never be made for the Dorim of the Yavama.
And let's skip the next two lines. Says the run. V'kivin dekalse ben Azai to Rabbi Akiva. We see ben Azai at the end of that brisa complimented Rabbi Akiva. Oh, I wish I would have learned by you, Rabbi Akiva. V'zechinu l'rablaz Rabbi Shu b'dina d'lo'ay hadru le midi nektina kavasei. We find that Rabbi Akiva said an answer to Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't respond back. Apparently, they held that Rabbi Akiva has a very strong point. We don't have anything to answer. He brings a very good raya from the din of Nairam Rasa Beskila, that there's no din, the same din by Yavama, and therefore by the Dorm will not be like that. V'chein posaka Ramban. So the Ran quotes the Ramban, that the bottom line is that a Yavam cannot be made for the Dorm of the Yavama. Now, says the Ran, umestapkali, I have a suffix. Kivin the yavim loy matzi mefer, the yavim can't be mefer. Av b'makim yavim in a erisini matzi mefer aloy. What is the din if the husband, the oris, died? It was mino erisin, and he left the brother, so the brother has a din of yib mino erisin. The father is still alive. Who is now mefer? The yavim, we learned, we passing like Rabbi Akiva, you cannot be mefer. But what about the father? So the Ran says, I don't know really a good answer. I have no proof from anywhere what the halach is. But I think, logically, the nedarim should nadra beveis avia or boida arusa, any neder she made in her father's house, or while she was still in arusa to the first orus, matzi mefula, the father could annul it. The hakolhecha, the leko orus, wherever there's no oris, mei sabal, we learned before, nishreik nirishaslav. It goes over to the father. It used to be a shutvas, a partnership between the oris and the father. Now that the oris died, it goes all over to the father. V'hacha kivin d'leizachi yavim b'nidra yavim, k'ban d'les dami. The one has a suffix. On the one hand, the yavim, we learned according to Rabbi Akiva, cannot be mefer. But the yavim is here, and there is a zika to the yavim. So maybe the yavim detracts that he doesn't allow the father to be mefer. Says the Ran, no. I believe that since we have halacha, that when the oris dies, his ability to be made for neder gets transferred over to the father, and the yavim, we say, is as if legabing nedorim, he's non-existent. So therefore, in this case, where she made nedorim while she was in arusa, the father could be made for those nedorim. Then, skipping down to the last line of this piece of run, the run says, miu b'nedorim, shenadra b'shus yav makati misapkali. What about if now that she fell liyibim? Now she makes a neder. I still have a suffix. I don't know. The yavim can't do it. That we learned, we passed like Rabbi Akiva. But could the father do it? That I don't know. Zeu mash nearly bezeh, ula inyan maisat sarach iyan ubedika bedivrei harishoinim zal. The run concludes that this is what I come out from the sugya, but we have to look into Rishonim to see what the halacha l'maaseh is. So it's very interesting. We know many times the Ran quotes the Rambam, and the Ran says you have to look into Rishonim, and the Kesef Mishnah points out that there's a Rambam that would have answered the Ran's question. Because in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Nedarim, Halacha Chaf Gimel, says the Rambam, Shemeris Yavim Afilosuba Yavama Mimer, Vafila Yavim Echad, Li Yavama Achas, Einai Mefer Nidra Yavimte Achi Yavi Allah. Until he does Yibim with her, until he does Bia, he's not able to be made for in the dorm, even if he did mimer, and even if it's only one yavim. So who does the Rambam paskin like? Rabbi Akiva. What does he say in Halacha Chav Dalet? Hoysa yivimte naira murasa lachiv. If she became a yavama when she was still an arusa to this yavim's brother, exactly the case of the run here, vavia kayim, and the father is still alive, ein hayavim vavia mefirim nidarek ha'akas, the father or the brother cannot be made for a netter together, eloha av levadoi hu shemefer, kol shatidor. The father alone is made for everything that she makes as a netter. Vafilo osuba yavim mimer, even if the yavim make mimer. Eina kenara marasa. She's not like a nara marasa, where the father and the husband both are made for nedarim, but the lashon of the Rambam is, ha'av levadoi hu shemefer kol shatidor. Whatever nether that she makes. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that the swerve of the Rambam is, because the Yavam, as the Ran said, is Kamanda Lesa. He's like non-existent. The ability to be made for Neder goes from the Oros to the Father. He's the sole one that could be made for the Neder. Ends off the Kesef Mishnah, V'haran Nistapik B'dover, V'loy Nisku Mashakasav Rabbeinu. He doesn't quote the Rambam, because it's clear that from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Mashma, when he says these emphatic words, he says, Elo'av Levadoi Hu Shemefer Kol Shatidor. Whatever neder that she makes, the father is Mefer. That would seem to indicate, even if she makes the neder after she fell the Yibam. The Yavam is out of the equation. He has no ability to be made for the neder. The only one who does is the father. And the Rambam says that he could do it alone. Why didn't the Ran quote the Rambam? The Kesef Mishnah remains with a question on this. Continues the next Mishnah. If somebody says to his wife, call on the Dorm Shetaduri, all the Nedorim that you will make, I'm going on a trip. Mikan Acher Avoy Mimakom Ploini, from here. Which the Ran explains means he's not saying that all the Nedorim starting from Hayoim, he doesn't use the word Hayoim, but all the Nedorim from, let's say I'm going to start traveling in 3 days. So as soon as I leave here, Mikan, until I come back from that trip, Harehen Kayamin, it might take me 6 months to come back from my business trip. Any netter that you make in this these 6 months, from the time I leave till the time I come back, I am making them, I am establishing they're valid. What is the din? Loi omar klum. He said nothing. In other words, you can only, the husband can only be mekayim, the nedorim of his wife, after the wife makes the netter. He cannot be mekayim them before the wife makes the netter. What about if he said, Harei hein muforin, that any netter from the time I leave till I come back are broken, I'm being made for them ahead of time. By the way, let me just add, the Ran explains that in the case before, Harei hein kayamin, why doesn't he say from today? Because from today till I leave in 3 days, so there, I want to give myself the ability. Do I like what my wife made a netter, or I don't like it? I'm going to decide during these 3 days. But those in the dorm that I'm going to be away for 6 months on a trip, and in those days they didn't have emails and all the technology we have, so I'm not going to be here. I'm deciding that I'm going to be mekayim everything. But until I leave, I'm giving myself that option. But now the case was, what about if he says all in the dorm that my wife will make are broken? Starting now. There's a machlokes Reb Lezer and the Chum. Reb Lezer Amar Mufer. Reb Lezer says her Nedorim are broken in advance. The Chum Amar Ein Mufer. And the Chum say they are, you cannot break them in advance. Amar Reb Lezer says Reb Lezer, I'll bring you a Kal V'Chomer that you could break a netter in advance. Im Hofer Nedorim. Shabol L'Chlal Isser. If the husband has the ability to be made for Nedorim that already were Chal, she already is bound by those nedorim. Yet he has the ability to break them. Lo yafrin nedorim shaloi bo l'chol iser. Doesn't the husband have the power before she even uttered? If he can break something she uttered, so for certainly he can circumvent before she even utters it that the netter should not be valid. Amru lo chachamim responded. Hare you oimer, says in the pasuk. Isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu, that if a woman makes a netter, her husband is the one that establishes the netter. Or the husband also has rishus to break the netter of his wife on the day that he hears her make the netter. So I learn out the following hekish. I compare the ability to establish a netter to the ability to break a netter. Esha bo l'chlal hakem bo l'chlal hafer. Whatever came into the territory of establishing a netter comes into the territory of breaking a netter. But if this does not come into the category of establishing a netter, it does not come into the category of breaking it either. In other words, Chacham are saying, since you cannot be mekayim something in advance, you cannot be made for it either. Rav Eliezer disagrees and says you can, and the Chachamim say you can't. So the Ran here tells us what is the logic of Rabbi Eliezer, what is the logic of the Chachamim who say that by Hakama, by Hafora, you cannot, the Chachamim have a Hekesh. Just like you cannot be Mekayim something in advance, you cannot be made for something in advance. Now, the Ran wants to know, why do the Chachamim hold that you cannot be Mekayim something in advance? And why does Rabbi Eliezer agree? The machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is whether you can be made for something in advance. But everyone agrees that you cannot be Mekayim something in advance. Even Rabbi Eliezer is Mordi the Chachamim. You cannot be Mekayim something in advance. What's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer in Kiyum? Why does he agree to Chachamim? Says the Ran, because he doesn't have the Kal V'chomer. The whole reason that he holds Haforah works in advance is a Kal V'chomer. If I can break an existing netter, so certainly I can break a netter before it even came into play. But that logic does not lend itself to Kiyum. Because by Kiyum, it's the opposite, says the Ran. When something is here already, then I can be Mekayim it. If it's not yet here, it's weak. Who says I can be Mekayim it? So there Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Chachamim that you cannot be Mekayim it because you don't have the same Kal V'chomer that the Rabbi Eliezer said by Hafora. This is the Svar of the Ran. On this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a very powerful question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, it comes out according to the Ran, there's really no logic why a neder should not be able to be Mekuyim in advance. So, if you have a hekesh or by a forah, there's a logic. If I can break something that's existing, Kal V'chomer, I can stop something from coming. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so why don't I learn the hekesh, the opposite? Just like Haforah, logically, you could stop it ahead of time. So, Hakama, I should learn from Haforah that you can also be Mekayim it ahead of time. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no logic why Hakama shouldn't work ahead of time. It's just that you don't have the Kal V'chomer. So if I don't have the Kal V'chomer and I have no logic against it, so why don't I learn the Hekesh in reverse? Why do we learn Hafora from Hakama? Let's learn Hakama from Hafora. Let's say logic dictates by Hafora that you can stop something in advance. If you can break it, then you can certainly stop it. And I should learn how to come from Hafora that you can be Mekayim something in advance as well. That's the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, it's interesting that the Rush says that Hakama has a Svara why it doesn't work in advance. The Svara is because it's like Betos. It's like when the husband was Mekayim the netter for 6 months in advance, he, in his mind, who knows what his wife is going to make a netter 6 months in advance. So there it makes sense to say that even though he said, I'm going to be Mekayim, everything my wife said for the next 6 months, he really is saying it as a mistake. Because who knows what my wife wants to do. Whereas the opposite by Hafora makes sense to do in advance because the husband doesn't want his wife to have Nadarim. So the Rush is giving us a real reason why Hakama should not work in advance. So according to the Rush, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha wouldn't start. Because Hakama has a logic why it doesn't work in advance. Because the husband is petrified what his wife is really going to do during the 6 months. So he really didn't mean it. It's not valid. And once I know Hakama is no good, then I make a hekesh to Hafora. But according to the Ran, you have a difficulty. Now, Rav Shloime Eger in the Gilyum Arsha says that there's a very nice nafkamina between the Rush's reason and the Ran's reason. The nafkamina will be, what happens if a husband says, in case my wife makes this and this netter over the next 6 months, I want to be Mekayim it. So according to the Rush, that the whole idea why you can't be Mekayim in advance is because you're petrified what your wife is going to, what kind of netter she's going to make, so you really didn't mean to be Mekayim it. But here where you speak out, in case my wife makes this netter X, Y, Z, you speak out clearly what the netter is. I want to be mekayem it, then you can't say he's doing it by mistake. He doesn't really mean it. He's speaking out what his wife's netter is going to be, and he says that I want to be mekayem. So according to the Rush, in that case, it should work. Whereas according to the Run, that there is no swore why it works, that the whole idea is because there's no kal v'chaymer, so there's no kal v'chaymer in this case as well, and then it would come out that the kiyum would not work. Begins the Gemara, he boiled the Bnei Yeshiva out a question, little Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, who says what? That you can be mefer. In advance, he argues with the Chachamim, how does that work? Mechel chalin ubetelin. Do I say that for a moment, the nether is chal, but right away, since he in advance broke all his wife's nadorim in the next 6 months, it's chal for a moment and then broken, or dilma lechal and klal. Or maybe what Rabbi Lezer means is that if it's valid to be mefer in advance, then the netter doesn't even take off the ground. It's not chal at all. Ask the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? And the Gemara answers as we turn to Amud Beis, going to atvas achrina badenes. The Run says, she said that I want to be kigon shenadri hi benazir, ubo akar v'omer v'ani kamaya. I'm going to be like her. She wants to be a nazir, I want to be like her. So, if you say it's chal for a moment, so then the other one's netter could be chal on her, and the other one will be a nazir. Even though hers will be broken, but the other ones will be kayim. But if you're going to say Rabbi Lezer means that an advance hafora means that the netter is never chal, if the netter is never chal, so then the other one's hatfosa in her netter that she wants to be a nazir like her, she's not a nazir either. The first one's not a nazir, and the second one's not a nazir. Because since you were toila, you're naziris in the other one, the other one's is no good, yours is not good either. That will be the nafkamina. So the Run has a question over here, five lines on Ahmed Aleph from the bottom of the daf, that people, there are those who have a question, even according to the tzad, that the netter is chal, but it's immediately broken. How do I say that the other woman's hatfasa in her naziris works? We know a rule in hatfasa that if he brings a few gemaros here, a person says hareini nazir v'shamer chaver v'amer vani, 100 people said, oh, he's a nazir, I want to be like him. Once you break the chain, once one of those people say he was able to break his netter, so then all the other ones that were dependent on him also get broken. So why the Gemara says that if the netter's chal, except immediately broken, the other woman's hatfasa will work, why will it work? Once this one becomes batel, we learned before, the second and the third and the fourth also become batel. Says the Run, a beautiful Teretz. You know when that Gemara stated that? That was only by the Hector of a Chacham, two lines from the bottom of the Run on Amud Aleph. She'oiker a netter mikoroi. By a Chacham, if I go to a Chacham, he's oiker the whole netter from before. So then ain't a chanami. Everyone else who was dependent on that first person's netter, once the first person gets broken, the whole chain gets broken, and everybody else, his netter, his naziris, is not chal either. But what is our Gemara speaking about over here? Our Gemara is speaking about a husband. The last line of the Run. A Baal is different than a Chacham. A Chacham, he finds a Pesach, a reason you didn't think of all the possibilities. Had you known the outcomes of what your actions, you wouldn't have made this netter. So your netter is like a toss, and the Chacham is accurate from day one. Retroactively, you never made the netter. So if person B and C and D were dependent on you, since yours gets retroactively annulled, all of theirs are likewise butl as well. Mashankin over here, where we're talking about a husband with a wife, there on that side of the Gemara, that it is chal, except immediately it's broken, but that's enough for somebody else's hatfasa to work. Because since it was chal for a moment, and even when the husband is going to destroy the netter, but it's only going to be from now and in the future. It's not retroactively broken. If it's not retroactively broken, somebody else's Naziris could be chal on what you said you want to be a Nazir. And as we turn to the run on Ayin Hamid Beis at the top, he brings the Gemara in Nazir Daf Chaf Aleph from Beis, that the Gemara in fact has a Shaila. Iboilu Baal Mekar Akar Amegas Gaius. That's a good for the Gemara Shaila. Over there in Nazir, does a Baal Oiker like a Chacham retroactively, or does he cut it from now on? The Gemara there says, L'may Nafkemina, La'isha Shenadra B'Nazir V'Shama Chaverta V'Amra V'Ani V'Shama Baalash Arisha V'Hafala I'Amret Mikar Akar Ha'hu Nami Ishtri V'I'Amret Mikas Gaius Ha'hi Ishtri V'Chaverta Asura. The Gemara Guf in Nazir says, that's the Nafkemina in the Chakira. If I say that what the husband can do is like a Chacham, that it's retroactively bottle, so if somebody else was matfis in this netter, since it gets bottled retroactively, not only is woman number one, her netter is necker, but woman number two was dependent on number one, her netter also is not valid. Whereas if I say that the Baal only cuts it from the future, but in the past it was a netter, so then Einichanami, woman number one, got it broken through her husband, but woman number two was dependent on number one, will be usher. What's the Gemara's conclusion in Nazir? That it's Megas Gaius, that a husband is different than a Chacham. So therefore, says the Ran, now we have a beautiful Chakira here in our Gemara. When Rabbi Lezer says that you could be Oiker and Netter, in the future, you can be made for a netter of a wife in the future. What does that mean? Does it mean when the wife makes a netter during the 6 months that the husband is not home, that the netter is not chal, then somebody else's hatfasa will not work? But if I say that the netter is chal, but it immediately becomes broken, and who are we speaking about here? A husband, not a chacham. So then somebody else's hatfasa will work because the husband only breaks it mikano rabo in the future. For that moment that it was chal, it's shai chatfasa to the other woman. That's the Gemara Shaila. Tashima, I'll bring you around from our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Lezer say in the Mishnah? I'm Rabbi Lezer. Im hafrin nedorim shebol lechal iser, la yafrin nedorim sheloi bol lechal iser. If a husband has the ability to break a netter once it was chal, doesn't he have the ability to break a netter even before it was chal? Shema mina loy cholin. So from here we see, from the lashon of the Mishnah, which says that if it didn't come lechal iser, certainly he's able to break it, so we see that it's totally not chal. So the Ran explains over here that if you say it's not chal, then we have a good kal v'chomer. If hafora is mevatel a neder, which was already chal, so certainly it can prevent that a neder should not be chal. But if you say that a future hafora of Rabbi Eliezer, it also is chal, but it's batel, so what's the kal v'chomer? Because if it's chal, it's bor l'chol iser. The lashon of Rabbi Lezer was, if something that's bor l'chol iser I can break, I can certainly prevent something that didn't yet come l'chol iser. But if you're telling me that the future prevention is also first chal, so what's the difference between a netter that she made and then I break it, or a netter that I break in advance, if it for a moment it's chal? There's no difference. That was the Gemara's Raya. Says the Gemara, Meek Tony Shane Byrne, you're wrong. The Mishnah doesn't say that it's a kal v'chomer to a netter Shane Byrne. Ain on boyin would mean that it never is chal. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says sheloi bo tani, adayin loy bo. It means that it didn't yet come. Explains the Ran that really I could say it is chal. It didn't happen yet. What's the kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer? If eventually it's going to be chal, what's kal v'chomer? Says the Ran, because there's still a difference. There's difference if a netter is chal and then I break it, or I in advance say that if my wife makes a netter, the moment she makes a netter, the lashon of the Ran is shenoldu b'mumon. The netter is created in a state where it has in it a flaw. What's the flaw? The hainu afores habal. There's still a kal v'chomer, even if I go on the tzad, that the netter is chal, and in a moment later it's batel, there's still a very good Kal V'chomer, because Mardechai can be, a husband can be mevatel a neder that was chal, and he's later mevatel it. Kal V'chomer, he can be mevatel a neder in advance, which will mean that once the neder is uttered by his wife, the moment she utters the neder, it's being created at a moment where with it comes at the same time the afora. So if I could do afora after the neder, I could certainly break a neder which my afora comes at the same time. The moment she utters the neder, with it comes the flaw. The flaw is that I'm breaking it. So it's still a good kavuchama. So you have no raya from our Mishnah. Toshma continues the Gemara. I'll bring you a raya from a Tosefta. Omer and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer had the following kavuchomer. Umar b'makim she'ein mei for nidre atzmoi mishanader. It says in the Torah, v'lo yachel dvorei k'chol ayotz mipiv yaseh. A person should not desecrate his words. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he should keep. So if by himself, once he made the neder, can he break the neder himself? The answer is no. He has to go to a chacham to find a reason why we should break his neder. But yet, mefer nidrei atzmoi atshelo yoder, a person himself can break his own nidorim before he utters the neder. And the Ran says, on the second wide line, as we learned before in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, ha'roitz ishlo yiskarim in nidorim yamid b'rosh hashanah v'yomer, kol nidorim shani osad lidor yu b'teilin. He can stand one Rosh Hashanah and say that all the nidorims I'm going to make this entire year are batel, and it works. So what do I see? By myself, nidrei atzmoi, once I make a neder, I can't break it. But before I make a neder, in advance, I could break it. Says Rabbi Lezer, mokum shemefer nidrei ishto mishatidar. If the Torah gave me a power to break the nidorim of my wife once she made the neder, einoi din sheyefer nidrei ishto atzoloi tidar. So certainly I have the ability to, in advance, break my wife's neder, even before she made it. How do I have a kal v'chomer for myself? I can't break my neder once I make it. I have to go to a chacham. But before I make it, on Rosh Hashanah for the following year, I could break it in advance. So if I can break my wife's neder once she makes it, I can certainly break it in advance. So my love, says the Gemara, isn't it the ishto dum yedelei? That the wife is the same like me. Ma hu delei chaylin. When I say on myself that I can break my neder in advance, it means it's not chal at all. Why, says the Ran? Because if it was chal, who would I have to go to? I'd have to go to a chacham. The only reason I could do it in advance is because it wasn't chal yet. The moment it's chal, you're telling me I can't get out of this myself, I have to go to a chacham. So if I can do it in advance, it must mean that it's not chal. So afishtenami, delei chaylin. If you're comparing the wife to one half of the kal v'chomer is the wife, the other half is myself. Myself means it wasn't chal, and you're making a kal v'chomer to a wife. So it must mean that by the wife it's not chal either, that we have a good proof. Zok de Gemara, lei, hakadisa v'akadisa. I can have a kal v'chomer, and yet the two things are separate. By myself, it means when I do it in advance, it's not chal at all. And by my wife, when I make for her neder in advance, it means it's chal, and I'm a vatlet. And I could still have a kal v'chomer. Ask the Ran, if you have this kal v'chomer, why don't I learn this out from the kal v'chomer? Madach, myself, where once I make a neder, I can't destroy it. I have to go to a chacham. And yet, in advance, I could be made for it. So the wife, who I could break it after she makes the neder, kal v'chomer, that I could break it before, and I'm going to learn from myself, from nidrei atzmoi, now what does it mean I could break it before? It means that it won't be chal at all. The Gemara says that this could be like this, and this could, one half of the kal v'chomer could be one way, the other half of the kal v'chomer could be the other way. But if you have a kal v'chomer, why don't I learn this thing out itself from the kal v'chomer? Answers the Ran, because the two concepts are not mutually the same. They're exclusive. The Ran says, when I'm dealing with myself, the whole idea is that what I said was a tos. If I said on Rosh Hashanah that all the Nadorim, when we do Hataras Nadorim, on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Yom Kippur, each person according to his minig, and we're saying for the whole next year, any neder I make is not going to be good. And why do I make a neder in the middle of the year? So I forgot that I said at Rosh Hashanah that my neder is not going to be chal. So it comes out my neder was a mistake. When the chacham is matur your neder, What's the idea? That it's also, you know, that it was a mistake. It's like a mistake. Had you known the repercussions of what you were about to do, you wouldn't have done it. So both are mistakes. So the Ran says the definition of getting out of a neder atzmoi is it was a mistaken neder. So then the logic dictates that mistaken neder, just like the chochem is oikered in neder lamafreya, that it never existed because it came through a mistake. So myself, when I preempt my neder that I'm going to make during the year, it's also based on that concept that it's a mistake. So therefore, it's not chal at all. But by being made for the neder of a woman, it's a whole different concept. It's the pshat that she made a neder and I'm breaking it. So therefore, you don't necessarily, says the Ran, learn out one for the other. What's the Kal V'chaymer? But there's still a good Kal V'chaymer. The Kal V'chaymer is that if you see when you deal with mistaken nedarim of myself, once I make the neder, only a chacham can break. I can't. But before I make the neder, I myself can break it. So if you see that before has a stronger power than after, so by a wife, where I can even do it after, so certainly I could do it before. So even though they're not exactly the same, because Nidre Atzmai involves toes, says the Ran, and Nidre Ishtai involves breaking, it doesn't involve that it was a toes, but yet there's still a good Kal V'chaymer. So Mele the Gemara says, there's no Raya that it is not Chal at all, it could be by Nidre Ishtai in advance, the Hafora makes it that it is Chal, and yet it's Batal. And finally, we learn it out from a Tosefta, Toshima. Amru le Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Elazar, they're going to bring a Raya from Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara against Rabbi Elazar. According to your logic, which you deal with breaking something after the fact, and preempting something before, if we're going to use your type of logic, it's going to come out to a unacceptable conclusion. Why? Uma mikveh shemala satmei metumasan. A mikveh, once a keli became tameh. You put it in the mikveh, you can make it tor. And yet the din is ein matzo al hatahira milatameh. But they do not save something tor from coming tameh. The Ran on Ein Vav Amud Aleph explains this from a safri, which the Rishash says is really a safra, Torah's kainim. We learn that from a pasuk. V'hanageya b'nivlasim yitma hilal oimer afil heim. You have a Tomei Keli and a Torah Keli in the water. The mikveh does not prevent the Tomei Keli from being metame, the Torah one. The thing that's Tomei, that's in the mikveh, does not prevent the Torah Keli from getting Tomei. It's going to become Tomei. So here you have a case where once it becomes Tomei, the mikveh can make a Torah. But the mikveh can't preempt that the Tumah from one thing should go to another. Now, Adam, Shein Malas Atmei Metumasan. If a person swallows you put a keli in the mikveh. You know what mikveh? A person. You put a keli, give him a little keli to swallow. He puts it in his body. Does the keli become tar? Of course not. A person doesn't have the power of a mikveh. So we see that a person has less power than a mikveh. So, Ein Oidinu Shalei Yatzla Al-Taharim Al-Tameh. So, shouldn't the din be that if a person swallowed a keli and he went into the oil of a mace, into the tent of a mace, that's metame, so what should be the din with the keli that swallowed in his body? The din should be for sure that it becomes tame. Why? I have a Kal V'chaymer. If a mikveh can be metar something tame, and yet when you have it in the mikveh itself, the tame thing makes the Torah thing tame, so a person that cannot be metar a keli, certainly if you had a Torah thing in the person, for sure that the oil of mace should be able to make a tummy. Is that the din? No. The din is that tumah belua, that if a person swallowed something, the oil of mace will not make a tummy. So the Chachamim are trying to show that the logic of Rabbi Eliezer, who takes something, if you can do something after the fact, then for sure you can do it before the fact, is not necessarily a correct logic. We see it from the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara. But now, from this, we have gained the answer to our question. Shema Mino Lo Chaylin. we see from the retort of the Chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer what Rabbi Eliezer was trying to accomplish. Since the Chachamim bring a proof from Tum and Tahara, and they're saying that according to you, the din should be that the person should not be able to stop the tumah from coming on the keli once it's in the oil amaze. And yet the din is that he can. So we see from the analogy to tumah v'tahara, if we compare that to our sugya of nedarim, what was Rabbi Lezer trying to say? Rabbi Lezer was trying to say that it's not chal at all. The rabbanim were trying to show him that his logic is not a good logic. But what were they dealing with? They were dealing with the same as tumah v'tahara. By tumah, it's either tamei or it's tor. The tum is not chal. So if that's the analogy that they were taking from tumatar to nedarim, that indicates to us, that's what the Gemara is trying to bring a raya, that Rabbi Lezer must have been trying to say that not that the neder is chal and then it's bottle, but that's like tor. It's totally not chal at all. So that's as we end the sugya today, the Gemara is trying to bring a raya to the shaila that in fact, the neder of Rabbi Lezer, when you're made for it in advance, it will totally not be chal. We're in the middle of the sugya. The sugya continues, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow.